Hi there, Holly. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of our service, what's included, how it works, answer any questions you have, and then, of course, also to apply a reduced rate here. Now, I know that you would need to speak with your husband about this. I did want to get an email out to you, but did you have any questions for me before I send that?
The main thing is, you know, month to month, how much is that going to be?
Right.
I know she said it's a contract, so...
Yeah, so Tara's saying $10 to $12. That's with reduced rate for a young business. And then, like, how far, I know she just kind of put Hazel, Franklin, Andrews. Do you typically, or you, your husband, does the business typically go 40, 50 miles to do the work? I mean, how far would you want to be found?
I'm not 100% sure on how much the radius is on or annually,
okay.
But I know
got
he
it.
Will travel like an hour, hour and a half.
About an hour or an hour and a half.
Yeah, anything further than that needs to be like a special request.
Sure,
know, like
sure.
That.
Well, that's definitely understandable, and it's a sizable radius, a sizable travel area. The reason that I ask is, you know, we are talking about the local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. And, you know, when all things can be equal or whenever possible, Google will default towards proximity, meaning 30 miles away, 40, 50 miles away. When someone does that same search, they would be more likely to find a business closer to them in that local map. So, I mean, I'll send information out regarding a strict local-only campaign. That, with the reduced price, is $199 a month. It would be an extra $100 to include, you know, that extra 40, 50, even up to 60 miles that you might want to be found. Obviously, we need to fill the local campaign. We don't have to include the paid ads that would get you found farther out. And it might be more ideal to get business closer to home. I would just be doing you a disservice to tell you that you could get 40, 50 miles. I'm not saying you can't, but it's less likely if there's not a paid ad component to target those specific cities and zip codes, okay? So I'll get that email out to you with different pricing options for those two different packages. What is a good email address either for you or for the business?
The email is going to be jbrinkman005@gmail.com.
So, Ray, and that was B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay. B-R-I-N-K-M-A-N?
Yes. 005@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'll get that information out to you guys. Hopefully you can take a look at it tomorrow. There is, of course, a toll-free number on there that you can call, and obviously you can respond to the email. But I'll put this on my calendar for, oh, maybe mid-morning, about 10:30 to call you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. And that was Ray, R-A-Y-B, as in boy, R-I-N-K-M-A-N, 005@gmail.com, Ray.
No, the first letter is J.
Oh, J, not Ray. Okay, I got you. I'm not sure what, I think there, I mean, there is just a bit of static on the line there. Okay, so I'll get that email out to you guys and then follow up tomorrow.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Holly. Talk to you soon. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.